There isn't a session devoted to the connection between the solar surface and the atmosphere at this meeting, even though this community is probably the largest in heliophysics. So here I want to briefly summarise issues relevant to this area. Firstly, we've made tremendous progress in the last decade with superb high-resolution observations from IRIS, HINODI, and of course SDO, the flagship heliophysics mission. This has been matched by the progress in plasma codes and simulations, which now enable the modelling of complex 3D structures, giving impressive, realistic images and movies. Going forward, the major science questions are familiar ones. How is the corona heated? How is the solar wind accelerated? How are eruptions and flares triggered? Just as the particle physics community pursued the Higgs boson and the astronomy community pursued gravitational waves, then we shouldn't lose sight of these extremely important questions of fundamental physics that are of great interest not only to ourselves, but to astronomers, plasma physicists, and even the general public. So when thinking of 2050, I would say that it's realistic to imagine we will finally be able to provide textbook answers to these questions. And how will we do that? Well, just as physicists everywhere, quantify, quantify, quantify. We make measurements, derive physical quantities, and create simulations that give understanding. For example, coronal heating. We know pretty well what processes can heat the corona, but we need to quantify them in different scenarios through observations and modelling to make the definitive statement. We know reconnection is occurring in the solar atmosphere, but we need to quantify how the magnetic energy is stored up and measure the forms of which it is released. We know the surface flows and magnetic field are driving the activity, but we need to measure the flows at all scales and the magnetic field at all layers of the atmosphere. Each of these cannot be done now. The modelling side will advance steadily as computing power grows, and AI or quantum computing may lead to revolutions in what is possible. An important point is that, observationally, we won't have access to the plasma microscales in the atmosphere even by 2050, and so we will have to rely on modelling to relate the macro-scale structures to the microphysics of current sheets, for example. Hybrid MHD kinetic models seem to be the way ahead. Magnetic field extrapolations continue to be crucial while we wait for direct coronal field measurements, but these currently do not take account of the rapid time evolution we see in observations. On a subject dear to my heart, I point out that atomic physics plays a crucial role in enabling us to predict the emissions from the sun's atmosphere, and yet we're still often using methods and assumptions that date back decades. Investment in atomic physics calculations, measurements, and modelling is required for the future. On the observation side, there's really no substitute for an observatory that can observe the surface and atmosphere at the smallest spatial and temporal scales possible. 10 kilometres resolution at a 10 millisecond cadence would be revolutionary, but is possible by 2050, I think. We can't do the physics without spectroscopy, but nor can we progress without high-cadence 2D imaging. Integral field spectroscopy at X-ray and ultraviolet wavelengths is an important goal to be pursued. To study energy transfer through the atmosphere, we need to be able to see as many layers of the atmosphere as possible through better spectral coverage, and we would really like to measure the magnetic field through the entire atmosphere. In the poster session later today, there will be about 20 posters on these issues, including coronal heating, reconnection, flares, and high-resolution observations, and I encourage you to check them out later. And if you weren't a keen ninja, then you need to watch Nikki Vial's scene setup talk for the next session, which also covers some of these issues.